This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. A roadside bomb hit a bus carrying university staff in northern Afghanistan on Saturday, killing three teachers and wounding 15 others. The bus was carrying teachers from Al-Biruni University, according to a spokesman for the Parwan Provincial Police. Some of the wounded teachers were in critical condition, according to a spokesman for the Ministry of Higher Education. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. Demonstrations are being held in several countries in support of the Belarusian opposition movement. Protesters took to the streets of Krakow and Warsaw, Poland, while in Ukraine, about 100 Belarusians in Kiev held up old white, red, and white Belarusian flags, a symbol of the opposition, and chanted slogans including freedom to the motherland and long live Belarus. The rallies are a show of support for the opposition-minded Belarusians who fear repression following the arrest of a dissident journalist whose plane was forcibly diverted to Minsk earlier this week. The European Union has banned flights from the country, leaving opposition-minded Belarusians with few options to get out from under the authoritarian rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. Lukashenko was reelected to a sixth term as president last year in a vote opponents say was rigged. Massive demonstrations broke out against his rule, with hundreds of thousands calling for his removal. Police cracked down on the demonstrations and arrested more than 30,000 people. This is VOA News.